You're listening to SBS News.
A record-breaking 2 million Victorians cast their votes early ahead of Saturday's state election. Premier Daniel Andrews was one of them, voting at a booth 20 kilometres away from his electorate in Mulgrave earlier this week. It's a break with tradition, but the Premier says it was for family reasons so they could all vote together.
Kath works. Joseph's got two part-time jobs. Grace is an NDIS support worker. I can go on if you like. Having us all in one place is quite challenging.
The polls have now closed in Saturday's main round of voting. The latest opinion polls suggesting Labor will be returned after a campaign dominated by big pledges around the cost of living, education and health. Dan Andrews has consistently pressed his case that a Labor government is a safe bet and will bring about positive change.
And we're out there campaigning to every single Victorian right up until 6 o'clock tonight for free kinder, for adding to the free TAFE course list, for bringing back the SEC, government-owned renewable energy, so that electricity can be for people, not profit.
Liberal leader Matthew Guy has spent the campaign putting the opposition forward as a credible alternative.
And I just hope at the conclusion of this campaign, which is tonight, Victoria gets a new government, a fresh start for this state, which I think and I know we so desperately need. Now, we've put in the best effort we can and we are very confident that Victorians can opt for a change of government.
But the result for now remains unclear and predicting the outcome depends on who you ask.
I think we need a bit of change.
And I think Dan's got another term in him.
The Greens have always hoped it's not just a straight two-way contest. They currently hold 3 seats. Leader Samantha Ratnam says they're confident of picking up more.
We're really hopeful of retaining our current seats and adding to our representation in the next Victorian Parliament, both in the lower houses and the upper houses. We're really hopeful of picking up seats like Richmond and Northcote.
Labor currently holds 55 seats in the 88-member Legislative Assembly, the Coalition 27, and it's in the Western suburbs where Labor could be facing its toughest challenge. Matthew Hilikari is contesting the seat of Point Cook for the ALP after long-time MP Jill Hennessy retired. Traditionally a Labor heartland, the West is experiencing rapid growth as many migrant families move to the region.
The number of schools that you have doesn't actually match with the number of people.
Yeah, the main issue is the traffic issue. Point Cook Road, you know, take about 1 hour each morning to Altona.
Deakin University politics lecturer Dr. Geoffrey Robinson says he believes the increased cost of living is one of the key issues that has influenced voters.
I think the cost of living pressure is obviously impacting on lots of voters, particularly voters who are economically struggling. And I think you can see both sides of politics at the state level trying to come up with solutions to tap that. You know, the Liberals talking about tax cuts, you know, Labor are talking about bringing back the SEC to try to lower power prices. I'm not sure to what degree they're necessarily going to strike a chord with either group of voters, perhaps.
For Samantha Ratnam, Saturday's election could be a turning point in Victorian politics.
We've been talking to thousands of voters over this campaign who want politics done differently, who are sick and tired of the major parties taking them for granted and want more Greens elected to make this happen. If you want stronger action on climate change, if you want to make housing more affordable, if you want to strengthen integrity, vote One Greens today.
Matthew Guy remains keen for Victorians to hand him the keys to the government.
Victorians are looking for something. They're looking for that fresh start. They are genuinely looking for an answer to the woes of our health system. And I know that most Victorians entrust the Liberal and Nationals to fix it, because we will.
But Victorians may wake up on Sunday with no result at all. With so many voting early, that means a huge number of pre-poll and postal ballots are there to be counted, which means it could be a long night and anyone's guess when the state will know who its next government is going to be. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.